Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Caris LeVert provided 23 points, and the Nets gave D'Angelo Russell a bruising welcome back to Brooklyn with a 129-88 rout of the Warriors. Also, the Celtics topped the Magic, 116-100. In men's college basketball, UAlbany downed Binghamton 62-49, Vermont ripped Maine 77-52, and UMBC routed Hartford 70-59. In women's college basketball, Binghamton defeated UAlbany 58-42, Maine took down Vermont 70-59, and UMBC beat Hartford 56-47. In the NHL, the Bruins now own the NHL's highest point total after earning their fifth straight win. Charlie McAvoy scored in overtime to give the Bruins a 2-1 victory at Chicago. Also, the Rangers outscored the Maple Leafs 5-3. In MLB news, the Yankees have some bad news concerning their starting rotation. Left-hander James Paxton had back surgery for a herniated disc and is expected to be sidelined until May or June. The Yankees estimate Paxton's timeline to pitch in a major league game as 3 to 4 months. In NFL news, hundreds of thousands of Chiefs fans braved sub-freezing wind chills in a Kansas City parade yesterday to celebrate the team's first Super Bowl victory in 50 years. Meantime, the Browns have introduced Andrew Berry as their new general manager. The 32-year-old Berry is believed to be the youngest GM in NFL history, and he's the second current African-American GM in the NFL. Berry spent last season in the Eagles front office. I'm Jesse King.